There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's brand new season two. I'm Marissa Thalberg.
And I'm Stephen Wolf Bedatum. And we're excited to be back having bigger, bolder, and always real conversations.
Straight from the C-suite front lines of marketing, media, and more.
We have great friends joining from people you may know, like Wilmer Valderrama and Bobby Burke.
And people you'll want to know. So grab a coffee or, hey, even an Aperol Spritz and come join us on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Listen to brand new on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi there, I'm Bob Pittman, Chairman and CEO of iHeartMedia. Welcome to Math and Magic, stories from the frontiers of marketing. This week, I'm talking to the one and only Ryan Seacrest.
Love the connection to people. I think at the core, what I get excited about, what gets me up in the morning, is connecting with people in an unscripted, unvarnished way. It's getting to say something to them, hear back from them, know that I'm part of the routine. And I look forward to getting on the air. I look forward to it.
In these exciting times, we're looking to the math, the strategy and analytics, and the magic, the creative spark, more than ever. Listen to Math and Magic on our very own iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
Follow the money.
That's what I always say. You always follow the money.
Yeah.
This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard on VSiN.
Off and running here early on a Monday morning. Yeah, we're live in downtown Las Vegas from the Circa Resort and Casino. Busy 3 hours lined up. Jeff Davis from Circa Sports, where we broadcast from every single day on the NHL and the Stanley Cup Final and the U.S. Open this week. And David Thorpe in 2 hours on the NBA Finals, which is where we are going to begin today and spend a lot of time on the show talking about this gigantic game number 5 tonight back in San Francisco between the Warriors and the Celtics. And right now, Paulie, at Bet Rivers, Golden State favored by 4. Your total is 212. Every game, can you believe this? So far, every game in the finals has been decided by at least 10 points. Every game. I did not actually even realize that until I read the game recap from Friday night. And I have to be honest, like betting this stuff, I mean, like situational betting with the games, more, you know, Boston great off of a loss, Tatum great off of a loss. I have no idea what's going to happen tonight.
Yep.
I have no clue.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe in-play wagering is the best way to look at this game.
I wouldn't be surprised if the road team wins the next three. To close it out. Boston, been unbelievable off a loss going back since January. 7-0 straight up in ATS in the playoffs. Golden State's been great off a loss. But Friday's performance was like Jordan and LeBron. For a guy to take over like that, this series is tied at 2, and he's been Superman, but he's not getting any help from his teammates.
Freak. Remember Freak last year, too.
Yeah, you're right.
Same thing.
I mean, Clay's shooting 34% from 3. Looney's been great, at least when he's on the floor. They're plus 46, but Looney's not going to score. Draymond Green can't make a shot, shouldn't be shooting, and here we are tied at 2. And part of the reason I picked Golden State to win this series was experience in the finals and Boston horrendous this year in crunch time and clutch moments. And that's what got him in game 4 and 123-0. With the finals game experience and the fact that they had won, now it's 27, but going into this, they had won 26 series in a row where they at least got a road game, and
yep,
they did it again.
Okay.
But this is going to be one. If they lose this series, it's going to be one that got away. I mean, how do you explain this? They're 10-8 10-8 in the playoffs since the Nets series. That's number one. Number two, they have a losing record at home since the Nets series. in the playoffs. They're so good on the road, it doesn't make any sense.
It's now back-to-back-to-back seven-game series where the Celtics are making this unnecessarily difficult.
Correct. Well
now, said. You need to give some credit to the other teams, clearly, and Curry was out of his mind again the other night. But no way, no how that should have been a seven-game series against the Heat.
No.
They screwed around. They gave away too many games. You're right. You don't know which team's going to show up on a certain, you know, game three at home. They'll put up a clunker. But to your point on the clutch numbers, and to remind people of this one more time, when you go back and look, when they were getting so hot and they were number one offensively and defensively for that long stretch in the regular season, they beat their opponents so decisively. 20 of the 28 wins down the stretch were by double digits, 15 by 20 points or more. They never really resolved their clutch issues. This is per NBA.com, John Schulman. They were just 4-5 in games that were within five in the last five over the final 11 weeks, scoring only 79 points on 90 clutch offensive possessions. That's 87.8 points per 100 possessions. Only the Knicks had a worse stretch in the clutch during that time.
Uh-huh.
And they finished the season with a record of 38-9 in non-clutch games, 13-22 in clutch games. That is the third biggest differential in that regard in the 26 years of clutch data. That's all you need to know.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And look what happened Friday. Why are you so bad in close games? Why? It also is so impressive that they just blew people out since January, what they were doing. But I don't know what to the – well, one thing, Tatum's killing them. Tatum had 2 points in the fourth quarter. He's shooting 27% on twos in the series. What's going on?
I don't get it.
He's killing them.
I really don't.
Absolutely killing them.
I do expect him to – I mean, I think he's going to bounce back tonight and have a nice game. His numbers after a loss so far in the playoffs have been awesome. But look at that again.
From
2-point range.
Yep.
Everything is forced. And I went back yesterday, Paulie, and I rewatched the second half of that game. They have a 5-point lead, you know, with 7 minutes to go.
Correct.
They scored 6 points in the final 6 minutes, and they were completely – a team in the NBA Finals playing to go up 3-1 should not look this clueless in offense so often.
Yep.
It's mind-boggling.
Well, what is it? What do you think it is? Just not enough ball movement? Just going one-on-one?
I think that's a lot of it.
I mean, there's too many talented guys on this team, especially with the big two, where you are so bad in clutch time and you can't get anything going in the fourth quarter.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't make any sense. This doesn't make sense either. They're 3-7 off a win since the first round.
Right.
You can't put anything together.
No.
Just look at the Miami series. You blow them out in game five on the road. You're a 9-point favorite at home to close them out, lose that. Then you're up 13 late. You blow that, and you win the game. But Butler has the great look that could have won it for him. I mean, it's just mm-hmm. They can still win the title. They're very much alive here. But this is very frustrating to watch, and the fact that they're the best team, but they might not win. And if they do lose, it's because of one guy. One guy's going to beat them here, and the guy's going Michael Jordan on him.
Yep. So, Curry now has 25 threes after four games. That's the most in the history of the NBA Finals. And seven times a player has had at least 15 through four games. He's done it six times. So, I mean, who else played well for them the other night? I thought Wiggins, and it was weird because he was missing some easy shots the way it felt. But when you look at the final box score, and again, when you rewatch it, like he came up with so many loose balls and so many rebounds and big spots in that game. He had 16 rebounds. I thought he was really good. Poole had some big moments in the third and fourth quarter in game number four. But again, Draymond Green, it's so bad offensively with the guy.
Brian Windhorst had a great line because everyone's calling him Ben Simmons. Well, Ben Simmons won't shoot. Draymond Green shouldn't shoot.
Right.
How bad he's been. 4 points, 9 points, 2 points, and 2 points. His prop tonight for points is 6.5. And how about Kerr, which that takes a lot of guts to sub the guy out, offense, defense there. That takes a lot of guts for a guy who's won championships to say, no, I got to put you on the bench. I can't play.
They were all over that on the broadcast.
That's a hell of a job. And then, you know, to start Porter. Some people had a problem with it, but you have to stagger the minutes with Green and Looney because you can't have two, you know, you're playing 3-on-5 if both of those guys are on the floor on offense. But to start Porter and then the offense defense with Draymond Green because he's so bad offensively and Boston's not even going to remotely come close to guarding him.
Nope. And we knew that Steve Kerr was going to, we called the desperation after like game one, but we knew that he was going to eventually tinker with the lineups. Had to. Been a wacky series, man.
It has been.
I mean, the Warriors blowing that 15-point late third quarter lead in game one. The Celtics, again, they can't put anything together consistently. Up again by 5 points. It was just dreadful to watch again. The final 7 minutes, oh my God. It was so bad. And now look at Curry's player prop tonight, 30.5 with the points. I said on Friday, I hate betting this guy under.
No, you can't. It's Friday. His points, rebounds, and assists were 39 and a half. Well, he gets 43 points. Flies over. He's gone over the threes. His three prop every game so far. And they jacked it up today. More on that coming up. But it's also, you've said this for years. He doesn't get a call.
It's really weird to watch.
He is a superstar and the best shooter of all time. And when the guy goes to the basket, no respect and can't get a call. And the fact that he's doing this against the number one defense and historically one of the best defenses we've seen going back since January.
Yeah.
How good they are. The degree of difficulty, there's only one guy who can beat him and it's hurting him. They're still sending guys at him nonstop, and he's shooting from the parking lot, and they still can't stop it.
That's why over the years it's been so frustrating for me. And look at his averages. I mean, 34, 6, and 4, and the shooting, 50, 49, and 85
right
now.
How about that? No, yes, that's in play. The guy can go 50, 40, and 90 for the series. Oh. That's in play against the number one defense. And Bob Valgaris tweeted this too. These other guys can't create their own shot. I mean, Clay, you got to come off a screen mm-hmm. and help him out, right? And again, as I said, he's shooting 34% from three. These other Poole, Wiggins. I mean, this just shows you how deadly he is. And how great, look at this, playing largely with zero other players that can break down the D and create their own shot. These numbers are absurd. 137 points in 148 minutes. Lunacy.
And they have no answer for him. The best team with the Defensive Player of the Year has no answer for Steph Curry.
Yep.
Smallest guy in the court.
Yep. I don't know if you tweeted this or we just talked about it off the air. If he's Superman again and they lose in seven, you have to consider him for finals MVP.
Oh, no, we'll get into that later on in the show.
I know, but you're right about that.
You have
that. They probably won't do it because they blew it years ago with LeBron and Iguodala. But if this guy's continued to put up, 31-6-5, 32-6-5, and he's not getting help and they lose in seven, come on.
But also, he has clearly, I mean, with zero hesitation, been the best player on the court.
Yeah.
Like, nobody from the Boston side is even close. Again, Tatum is number two to win the MVP. What are we doing here? I've been saying this since game one.
Yeah.
Jaylen Brown is plus 550. Laughable.
Well, I think they'll bounce back because they've been so good off a loss, 7-0 straight up in ATS. And they're a better team on the road. If they win tonight, they tie the record. Most playoff wins on the road with that Rockets team. But Williams was banged up again in game four. Udoka said the extra rest helps them. But that's another thing I have to factor in and consider. And then, you're begging to get beat here. You're just begging for someone, a supporting cast member to go off. Maybe you get 22 out of Wiggins. Maybe Poole mm-hmm. plays well. Clay still can do something. Maybe Green, crazier things have happened. Maybe Green knocks down from three. But when you screw around again and you blow that game at home, you should have a 3-1 series lead. Now anything can happen, and you're going to go back and look at this. And you were the best team all since January. And it's 2-2, and you might blow this series.
I will say this. If the Celtics win the game tonight, rest assured they're losing game number 6 at home.
Why?
Do you concur?
No, come on.
Oh, if they win this game tonight, I will be betting Golden State in game 6. Actually, maybe I'll take a little slice of Golden State to win the series at that point.
Well, we should get 7.
This is who they are.
Yeah, yeah.
They'll go out and win tonight, and they'll look great, and they'll come back, and they'll be a 4-point favorite at home in game 6, and they'll lose by a dozen. That's just, the first hour of Follow the Money is presented exclusively by Bet Rivers, your hometown sportsbook. Check out their daily specials at BetRivers.com. I can't believe this, but a team in this spot, 72-0-2 ATS going back in the NBA Finals. Plus, again, Tatum, more on him off of a loss. The Celtics off of a loss. Huge Game 5 coming up tonight. This is Follow the Money on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled Kalshi, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.
Hi there, I'm Bob Pittman, Chairman and CEO of iHeartMedia. Welcome to Math and Magic, stories from the frontiers of marketing. This week, I'm talking to the one and only Ryan Seacrest.
Love the connection to people. I think at the core, what I get excited about, what gets me up in the morning, is connecting with people in an unscripted, unvarnished way. It's getting to say something to them, hear back from them, know that I'm part of the routine, and I look forward to getting on the air. I look forward to it.
In these exciting times, we're looking to the math, the strategy and analytics, and the magic, the creative spark, more than ever. Listen to Math and Magic on our very own iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
Follow the money on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Welcome back. Follow the money here on VSiN, the sports betting network. Game 5 coming up tonight, NBA Finals. Your big boy back in San Francisco. Warriors favored by 4. Total is 212 this morning at Bet Rivers. How about this tweet from Ralph Michaels, who's been in this racket for a long, long time? He tweeted this out on Saturday morning, and there's the whole game log with the closing number and everything. A reminder that in the finals, when the spread is 6 or less, as he tweeted, the team that wins is 72-0-2 ATS. Of the 74 teams, 42 were a favorite and covered, 29 were a dog that pulled the upset, and 3 were a pick'em.
How can that be?
I have no idea. The point spread has not mattered a single time going back the last 74 times when the point spread is within 6.
I can't believe what I'm watching. You know, you said it earlier, 4 blowouts. Boston has 97 and 88 points in the 2 losses. You know, where's the physicality in this size? They got beat by 13 on the boards in the last game. And the other thing we touched on before the series started, will you stop with the turnovers? My God, you can't just, it's one thing to turn the ball over, but they can't be stupid passes that lead to easy baskets the other way. It's the NBA Finals. You can't just give team points. And that's what they've been doing.
It's so frustrating.
So they had 15 turnovers again Friday night. But a lot of them, again, led to Golden State points, easy baskets, layups, bombs away from three, whatever. So they got to cut that out, too. But they get beat on the boards like that. And then what happened again with the turnovers? Ridiculous.
I love that report that came out after game 3 when, again, this was on Twitter, a guy who was there covering the game said Udoka pulled him aside and said, look, when are you guys going to stop playing like a-holes?
Yeah.
And yeah. It took off. There's no doubt that he destroyed them after the game because that's how they played again down the stretch in the fourth quarter.
Yep.
So, on full attention here tonight, obviously, for the game. You can't be screwing around. But will it happen? Who the hell knows?
I got 2 other things for you. How about Warriors third quarter again? 4-0.
That was by default. Had to bet it again.
Yep.
They were laying a half a point
smoked
in game
them.
4.
Yep, smoked. Now, the thing that could get Golden State is these non-Curry minutes, which continue to be a disaster. But in the series, Golden State 4-0 ATS in the third quarter, and every first quarter has gone over. That was a miracle in game
3. Oh, that was
vicious beat. More on that coming up. But they dropped it. They lowered it to 52.5 tonight. Every first quarter's gone over. So that's in play, too.
And it was 54.5 in
game
4.
Yeah. You have that.
Interesting. Okay.
Curry is $1.40 to have the most points tonight at Bet Rivers. He's been the leading scorer in every game. 34, 29, 31, and 43. He's only $1.40. I mean, you figure he'd get 31 on accident, what he's done so far.
Yeah, can anybody else score 30 points in this game?
Yeah.
That's probably what it's going to take to beat him.
Yeah.
A minimum of 30. You got to be in that range.
And that's if you don't want a Tatum or Curry, the prices on the other guys are huge. Huge prices.
What's Jaylen Brown?
He's 6-1.
Okay.
But that's
A healthy return.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. But that's that's the other thing about who else could go off in this series other than the big three with Tatum, Brown, or Curry. I just don't see it.
Curry's point prop again tonight is 30.5. That's the number, up from 29.5 in game four. And now, so this whole angle of the Celtics off of a loss, Jason Tatum off of a loss, his numbers have been spectacular, averaging more than 30 points per game. In fact, in this situation in the playoffs, his points prop tonight is 26.5. Over is the favorite. Is he going to go to 27, 28 points tonight, Jason Tatum? I mean, so far, so good in the playoffs, in this spot, right? Where they've been automatic, Paulie.
Yeah, the team, yes. I don't know about Tatum. I mean, the fact that he's 27% on twos, and then he's got the bad shoulder as well, and can't finish at the rim. But can Curry keep doing this? Can he do this for 7 games?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Ah.
Yes, he can. I'm very intrigued by this. If he plays like this and they lose a close game in Game 7, he must be the MVP. Yeah. I am adamant about this.
Yeah, I have to agree with you. I have to. No doubt about it. The other thing is, though, he's had a couple stinkers in his career, though, in the finals. I mean, you think it, and I wouldn't think Golden State would have a chance if he's just average. If he's just average.
Oh, that's the thing, right?
These other guys haven't done anything.
If he throws up a clunker, what's a realistic clunker for him tonight? 20 points on 8 of 23 from the floor? The Celtics have to win that game.
Yeah.
And they got to blow him out. Again, Tatum after a win, 23 points, 39% from the floor, 37 from three, they're 6-8. After a loss, more than 30 points per game, almost 8 rebounds, 48 from the floor, 42% from three, they're 7-0 with the record overall. So this is Steph Curry, again, the MVP at this point, telling the media Boston doesn't usually lose 2 games in a row.
For us to be successful and win 2 more games, it comes down to the way that we defend, the way that we bring intensity, especially the start games, understanding how they respond after losses. That was one of the big points in the series. 2 great teams, they know how to respond. They know how to win in other people's buildings. We've shown that. They've shown that. And we have to be ready for that response and hopefully, throw the first punch tomorrow. Whatever adjustment that means is going to be a part of it, but it's secondary to just the effort and intensity and physicality that we need to have, knowing that's their calling card. That's how they, try to force success when they're coming off a loss.
And they are 10-1 at home in the playoffs, Golden State. But he's right. Boston went there and got game one.
Sure.
In that crazy fourth quarter. Also, what it does for the defense. I mean, when you're shooting that far out, and how it can free up everybody else, or the fact they can just go by you because you have to come out so far on him, and he can just go by you and lay it in, even though he can't get calls. But to think he can do 50% from the field, 40% from three, and 90% from the line in the series against an all-time great defense. I'm speechless.
You're a big legacy guy.
Yes, I am.
Okay, so, and we get this every single year on the NBA Finals, regardless of who is playing. There's a lot of talk right now of where he would rank all time. I honestly don't care. You could tell me he's top 5, I'd buy it. If you want to say he's out of the top 25, I think you're an idiot, whatever. Who cares? Where would you put him? Does it matter to you?
Well, people said to cement the legacy, he needed a Finals MVP. I thought that was big. I thought, but he's an all-time great. Is he top 20, top 10 all time? That's a tough question. He certainly changed the game.
There's no debate about that. Yeah,
but he's the best. The best I can do. He's the best shooter of all time. I mean, the degree of difficulty and where he's shooting from is historic, and we'll never see it again. But to consistently do this and where he's shooting from,
and somehow
what he does to the defense
at this stage now with his, again, very small.
Yeah, that's right. And that size. Not a big guy. Can't get a call. And he's under 6'6", too.
Yeah, been in the league for a long, long time, and he's having his best finals performance. By the way, he's been in a lot of them. To your point, what you said earlier, what has bothered me over the years. a guy like this, who was going for his fourth NBA title, right? He was a two-time MVP, the first ever consensus to win that award back in 2016. And he still doesn't get a lot of calls. And you watch a guy like James Harden, who gets every single call in the book for doing this herky-jerky crap from 40 feet out. Yeah. I'm like, this doesn't make any sense, NBA. You got to clean this up.
To rank him all-time, I don't know. But he's in the all-time great, no doubt about it. But the other thing is, a lot of people didn't see this coming. I mean, to go to Davidson, the T-Wolves passed on him twice. Oh, the Johnny Flynn thing.
Yeah,
he did. A hunt. I mean, to take Johnny Flynn over this guy.
Well, to go back-to-back point guards.
And then you were living there at the time, too, where there were questions about the ankle and could he stay healthy?
He couldn't at the time.
And forget about that now. But this is, I mean, if he can win another, if he can win another one with this supporting cast that hasn't helped him out,
I can't believe this. In the finals so far, again, Steph has 137 points.
Yep.
He's shooting 50%. The Warriors starters, 176 points, 39% from the floor. I mean, this is, again, like Giannis did this last year with the Bucks. He just put the team on his back and said, let's ride.
Yep.
And we're seeing this again right now with Steph Curry.
And think about this. He has one guy in Looney who's just a lunch pail guy and he'll put back the misses. That's where he gets his offense from. And then you got another guy who can't shoot, is afraid to shoot, and Draymond Green.
Yep.
I mean, think about that. He has four combined points in the last two games.
Oh, man.
6.5 tonight, right?
And they're trotting him out there for a lot of minutes every single night. I you know, it's tough to bet under 6.5 with him because he could get garbage stuff down low.
Yeah, right.
You know?
Could lay it in as a foul something. But he's had 4, 9, 2, and 2. He's gone over his points, rebounds, and assists in every game.
You know, he at least used to be a threat.
Yeah.
A guy who could give you something.
I know. He could shoot. You're right. U.S. Open begins Thursday. Can't wait. And Bet Rivers is giving you extra reasons to tune in and play. Log in each day of the U.S. Open. Receive a free profit boost to power up your tournament bet. Every round, a new boost for you to use before the round starts or while your players are on the course. Make your U.S. Open bets every day and get an extra boost while doing it at Bet Rivers. Go to the Bet Rivers app or visit BetRivers.com. Sunday could be, how about Sunday? You could have the final round of the U.S. Open and Game 7 at its Father's Day.
So we're hoping
all that coming up. Up next, we'll get to win-lose. Eclectic mix as always. We'll run down everything. The double-doubles finally cashed. What happened Friday in the NBA, the Lightning and Vasilevsky do it again. But we had not one but two 30-1 shots in the UFC cash. I'll fill you in and tell you what that was coming up next on Follow the Money, VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Win Some, Lose Some is presented by Bet Rivers, your hometown sportsbook. Check out their daily specials at BetRivers.com.
Were you a winner last night?
Wow, winning.
Or was it a rough one?
Well, they can't all be winners, can they?
Loser! You're a loser!
Molly Howard recaps the night in sports betting in Win Some, Lose Some.
All right, here we go. Saturday night, Tampa to win in 6 was 3-1. Exact score at Bet Rivers, 2-1, paid 22-1. Alt under 4.5 plus 185 cashed. Lightning took money before the game, 180 up to 210. And the under 5.5, juice 140, closed 155 to the under. Vasilevsky, the last 8 wins and clinchers, 6 shutouts, 2 goals allowed. Last 11, goals against under 1. That's a cheat code. Ridiculous. Smart to make the first shot Friday was 12-1. Tatum first 3 was plus 550. Wiggins to have a double-double was 7-1. Curry to have a double-double was plus 730. Tatum was plus 225. The Warriors to win between 6 and 10 points was 6-1. Curry points, rebounds, and assists 39.5. Please, he had 43 points. Flew over. They're 4-0 ATS in the third quarter, and every first quarter has gone over. And again, it's only 52.5 tonight. Win Some, Schwartzel 30-1 to win the LIV Golf Tournament in London. He won $4.75 million. That's more than the last 4 years combined.
Wow. Okay. You know, I bet him twice recently. I did not bet him on the tour, but Wes Reynolds from right here at VSiN, he had him, I guess, over the weekend.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
Come on.
Yep.
Jesus. UFC, Matthews by knockout 10-1 to win in round 2, 12-1. Zhang. the spinning back fist, plus 850 in round two. She wins by knockout. Jiří Procházka by submission, 30-1, only his third win by submission in his career. To win in round five, he was 30-1 and stops Teixeira. Also wins some Notre Dame 4-1. We talked about that with Mike Palm Thursday. There was Tennessee versus the field. They didn't even make the World Series.
No, they were, I think, 55-7.
Correct.
With the record.
Yeah.
They bowed out already. Huge upset yesterday.
Lost 2 out of 3, yeah. And a couple other top teams are gone, too. Win some, lose some. Subscribe, be part of the team. Our radio and podcast friends, you always want to see these videos and these tweets. How about the dog on the electric bull? He's got to look at him. Got a care in the world. Making it look easy is right. He's got it. Like, what's the big deal? I got this. Making it look easy is right.
This is my sleep.
That is awesome. And this is, look at that. Hanging out. He's got it. Who brings their dog to a bar there?
I know.
Right? He goes there. Yep. Red light, green light. Squid Game is officially back for season 2 on Netflix. Oh, took the guy, 12 years to make it, write it, get it developed? And then within 12 days, it was the most viewed thing in Netflix history.
Yeah, and I still haven't watched it.
What?
No, I have not.
Oh, come on.
It's amazing.
It's awesome. But blow you away. Blow your mind.
I thought the hype was a little bit too much.
It lives up to it.
Okay.
You'll be your first couple episodes, you're like, my God, what am I watching here? Crazy. Look at this. This is Sugar, the horse. Don't ride her. She's approached with a saddle. She'll lie down and pretend to be asleep. She refuses to open her eyes until the riders leave. Got it down. Yeah, it's Bobby De Niro. That's what she's doing. Leave me alone. I don't want anybody. And view porn, house porn. Too good to, oh my God, that's in Tuscany. Did you go there?
I did not. Look at that.
That's Tuscany. Oh my God, with the waterfalls and the, with that, how scenic and beautiful is that? You see the gal hanging out there in a bikini. Oh, it's ridiculous. Right out of a movie.
I'd say that's pretty solid.
Yep. Lose some. Stanford Saturday hit 8 home runs. Lost.
Yeah.
Lost.
Can you believe that?
No. 8 home runs. And they sent this in from Follow the Money Army. Hey, want to go see the hype? Go see Maverick, Top Gun, and that's what you have to encounter at the movie theater now, too. Bad enough on the airplane that you get this. That's another one. I forgot it. That's true. Everyone does this at movie theaters now as well. Lady goes barefoot. Hey, let me get comfortable here. Put my feet up. Take the shoes and socks off and watch the movie.
At the theater. Has this always been a thing, or is this going to be a recent trend?
Well, we've got plenty of tweets on them. Yeah, that's the other thing.
So even like, okay, post-pandemic, people are going to be this comfortable. Like, okay, here you go. Here are the dogs. I don't care about anybody else.
Yeah. Got another one.
Okay.
Guy was playing craps the other day, barefoot, standing around the table on the carpet. See that one, too? Yeah. Nobody cares. Bad beats. Celtics Warriors first quarter under Friday, 54.5. 10 points in the last 38 seconds. Think about that. You're supposed to hold for the final shot there, too. At least somebody is.
Yep.
And then it's made three, basket, and then made a basket, and then the three by Williams in the corner. 28-27.
I did not bet it, but of course I was aware of the number, and I was specifically watching for the final minute to see what was going to happen. You're thinking they had no chance to go over.
Poole over points, rebounds, and assists was 16.5. He had 14 points. He had one rebound and one assist. He's supposed to get two rebounds on accident. How that happened. Friday, the A's were plus 150. Blackburn went 8 scoreless. They pulled them. It's 2-0 in the ninth, and the bullpen blew it just like that. Just like that it went down. Win some, lose some, presented by Bet Rivers, your hometown book, where you can claim your 100% first deposit match bonus now with code 250MATCH. Learn more, BetRivers.com.
All right. By the way, we are getting a very sexy Stanley Cup final.
Yes.
Okay. It's unfortunate, maybe I think to some, that the Rangers are not there because of that team and that arena and those fans. But still, I mean, Colorado against the 2-time champs is one hell of a series going in. Jeff Davis from Circus Sports coming up in about 10 minutes. We'll ask about making a number on the series, game one, and also U.S. Open. Some sharp action so far. Who are they taking for the U.S. Open field? You're right. What Sunday? The look ahead to a potential Sunday, Paulie, with the final day of the Open. Who knows how that could go? The way golf runs, there could be 7 guys within 2 shots of the lead, and then that might lead into a game 7 between Warriors-Celtics on Father's Day.
Hope so. Fingers crossed. How good was yesterday? between the Monahan-Nance interview, Rose shoots a 60 and had two bogeys.
Yeah.
And then Connors had flirted with a 60. And then the drama with Rory and Thomas late. And then Rory takes a shot at Greg Norman, too,
mm-hmm.
after he wins. So hopefully just we get some of that drama on Sunday. Maybe it's these other guys that are coming over feel a lot of pressure, too, and could get heckled. I don't know.
Sure.
Well, what happened?
Do you want to explain the Jay Monahan story with Jim Nance here briefly? Because I thought Jim Nance did a great job. It was about, he had to bring it up.
Yeah. So people saying about the 9/11 stuff, it was a New York Post article. Nance referenced the 9/11. It's been much of the talk about blood money and 9/11 survivors saying, shame on you guys, what are you doing?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's one thing. Well, you have to do it. It's life-changing money. But it's also who you're taking the money from. It's like, would you take $100 million from a drug cartel? So the one thing I will agree with is the guy disappeared. We didn't hear from him for a while. But as far as the suspensions and stuff, I mean, it's like Kramer and Seinfeld. Well, you're fired. I don't even really work here. It's like you're gonna suspend these guys, but they already quit the tour.
Sure.
So if they're still going to play the majors, what's the difference? And then Greg Norman, they're pretty confident that these guys can be treated like independent contractors, and if it goes to court, they're going to win. But I thought Monahan had a great line about you never had to apologize for being on the PGA Tour.
Right, and so what's happened. Are you seeing people like giving him a bunch of heat for this?
Yeah, he didn't compare it to 9/11. Nance asked him the question about it.
Yeah, no, Nance brought it up.
Yeah,
I had no
about
problem
the article
with that.
In the New York Post, and people, you know, 9/11 people and survivors are saying shame on you guys for what you're doing, taking the money and going over there.
I thought Monahan's answer was totally fine.
Yeah.
I had no issue with it. No. I never once thought, boy, I got to be outraged over this. It made a lot of sense. It was logical, his breakdown of it. You could tell he was heated, not exactly very enthused about what's going on right now, but
yeah.
I thought it was a good back and forth live on TV yesterday during the event.
Mm-hmm. And I thought Nance did a good job.
So did I. So did I.
But it's a weird story. You know, a lot of people are ticked off.
Mm-hmm.
And what this could mean to the... Now, the one, I guess, if you're looking at the PGA Tour angle, is not many people watch this thing. I couldn't even find the leaderboard. With
it
the
was,
damn stuff. And only like 90,000 people were watching on a stream.
Yeah, so I had to find it on a YouTube stream. And then, you know, whether or not it was going to be crystal clear or fuzzy, that was in and out half the time. I couldn't really tell what was going on with the leaderboard. I didn't know. And then it was tough to track there for a while. I'm sure they're going to clean up a lot of it moving forward. But I did want to pay attention to the first couple of days to see what it was going to look like.
I thought the reaction of Monahan was weird because you saw the reaction to Phil. When he came out and he's like, well, you know, they're scary guys. You know what they did to the Washington Post reporter, and you know, yeah. but this is a great opportunity. Oh, it is. Okay.
Right. Yeah. Thanks. Yeah. All right. Before you make your next bet, be sure to visit VSiN.com to check the current betting splits data. I want to know where the money and bets are moving on every game. The betting splits page is updated every 10 minutes, so you can see changes in all the action. Find out where the public's betting based on the number of tickets and where the money doesn't match the public opinion. You can check out not just today's action, but future events as well. Betting splits are another way VSiN is here to make you a smarter better year-round. Check out today's betting splits for every game at VSiN.com. So, yeah, this week, now middle of June, it does get, you know, very entertaining one more time. Up next, Stanley Cup Final and the U.S. Open with Jeff Davis from right here at Circus Sports. Sharp money is showing on which golfers this week. And take us through the process of making a price on Avs Lightning. We'll have him do that for us coming up next. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hi there, I'm Bob Pittman, Chairman and CEO of iHeartMedia. Welcome to Math and Magic, stories from the frontiers of marketing. This week, I'm talking to the one and only Ryan Seacrest.
Love the connection to people. I think at the core, what I get excited about, what gets me up in the morning, is connecting with people in an unscripted, unvarnished way. It's getting to say something to them, hear back from them, know that I'm part of the routine, and I look forward to getting on the air. I look forward to it.
In these exciting times, we're looking to the math, the strategy and analytics, and the magic, the creative spark, more than ever. Listen to Math and Magic on our very own iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters.
It's an election year, so there's a lot of focus on the voters that TikTok is reaching.
The initial reaction is like, oh, things are looking so resilient.
I don't want to be too pessimistic, but I just don't see the political will down in Washington right now to change their tune.
I think the American electorate has been signaling that it expects a rematch of the 2020 election. These are unprecedented times.
With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
VSEN, the sports betting network.
Welcome back. It is Follow the Money here on VSEN, the sports betting network. Busy week for our first guest on today's program, Jeff Davis. Works here at Circa Sports in charge of all of the College World Series numbers. Yes, college baseball, the NHL, and golf as well. Good morning, Jeff. How are you today?
Good morning, guys. What's happening?
Hey, lots for you, huh? This is a crazy week. So you've probably had this number established, right, between a potential Colorado-Tampa Bay series in the Stanley Cup Final for a long time. Like, how, take us through making the number overall, and like, how much of an edge, if any at all, do you give to the two-time champions just because they've been here and done that, you know, back-to-back years?
I mean, some people might. Me, I don't put a lot into it. Just because the team isn't completely the same, like the bottom of the Lightning roster is quite different than what it was the last couple of years ago. And, you know, running the numbers, I've been like somewhere in the minus 80 to minus 85 range is a true price on the series. But then you look at, there's like one thing in game one, and it showed in the Lightning Rangers series, like notoriously teams with enormous layoffs really struggle in their first game back. So I think, there's a little bit of an edge on the Lightning in game one. I think I had, without the layoff, I think I was like close to minus 150, but it's definitely worth a couple of percent. It wasn't part of the schedule this year, but you know, the last 3 years prior, the league had mandated a bye week for teams where they couldn't skate for a week. Now it's not exactly the same. Teams are still practicing now, but they go without playing a game for a week. They come back and they got completely buried. And it was to the point of, I don't remember what the record was, but it was obscene how bad teams were in their first games back. So I think the number that you see out there is a little bit lower than what an average number might be. And I think that might've been what brought the price down a little bit. I would be tempted to lay, like 65-70 on the Avalanche to win the cup, and the number is quickly approaching.
I want to know what happens from a total standpoint, because no one's better than Vasilevsky and what he's done here during this stretch. And Colorado's averaging 4.5 goals per game in the playoffs. And you just see how they shut down the Rangers after game one, especially 5-on-5. I mean, other than a power play here and there, the Rangers couldn't do anything offensively. But you, and then you have the situation with Kemper, too. So do you think it'll be a more of a low-scoring series? How do you think that'll play out?
If I had to pick one, I would think it's a higher-scoring series, but I'm not ready to go to the window and bet over 6. You look at what Vasilevsky really struggled in the first series against Toronto, and Toronto is, it has a lot of high-end offensive talent. But then they play Florida, who has as much or the most offensive talent, and he was incredible. I don't put a lot of stock. I don't really want to compare what happened in the Rangers series to what might happen in the Avalanche series, because you have two teams that are like really, really opposite of each other. But it's hard to make, because Vasilevsky was almost not good enough to win the first series, and then he single-handedly won the Florida series. If you look back at the Florida series and you watch the games again, it very well could have been 3-1 Florida after 4 games. I think Florida played great in that series, and just Vasilevsky was just unbelievable. That's where Colorado has the edge pretty much over the entire run of play, except for in goal. And in goal, they might have an enormous advantage if Francouz has to play. I think we might find out some more on that in the coming, 24 to 48 hours. But as of right now, it didn't seem like Bednar really knew who was going to play. And I would think I would be a lot more comfortable in net with Kemper than Francouz. Yeah. Francouz looks like he can be really good at times, but it feels like he has some Mike Smith in him where he just makes these mistakes that are just baffling and gives up some goals that, a really solidified NHL goalie probably wouldn't give up.
All right, so switching gears here to the U.S. Open, and Jeff Davis is our guest from Circus Sports, in charge of all the golf numbers as well here at this book. Last month at the PGA Championship, I know that there was, one of the best bettors in the world, best golf bettors, had a huge ticket on Mito Pereira, $500 at 300-1 here at Circus Sports. I'm not going to ask you to name names. Obviously, you couldn't do that anyway. But, who have you seen, sharp action from this week on the U.S. Open so far, Jeff?
Well, there's been a couple of moves of late. One was Max Homa. We're pretty well swimming to Max Homa. He's quietly played really well over the last, 5 starts or so. And, he was 80 to 100 to 1 roughly in a lot of spots. And we're as low as 50 now because we're pretty well inundated. Again, a lot of the handle is going to come in the next 3 days. So we still can do some work on that. But he's a guy that has taken some interest, and with all the popularity of the guys at the top, he kind of slides a little bit below, but he's playing just as good as those guys up at the top. The first one is obvious. I mean, and a lot of it is because the way the market is. Nobody on earth wanted Rory McIlroy last week in the 9-10 to 1 range. No one wanted him. So we've had him between 15 and 18 to 1 to win the U.S. Open for the, 3-4 weeks it's been up. And now we get bet down yesterday. We're at 11.5 now, and I'm sure we're probably still the best price on him. And because he won last week, everybody's going to sprint to the window to bet Rory this week at a number significantly shorter than he was over the last few weeks. And in a field like they're only going to take a number that's maybe 1-1.5 clicks better than he was last week. And this field is far deeper than last week. So can Rory win? Absolutely. Is he playing well? Absolutely. But if you didn't take 15 or better in the last few weeks, I don't see how you could take 10 or 11 now.
Well, you see that every week, right? Because you tweet about that. Like 1 week, everybody in the world is on a guy at, 30 to 1, whatever the number it might be. And then he plays poorly, and then the next week, the golf course might make sense for him, and he's like 55 to 1. You're like, nobody wants to touch him. Like, you see this happen on a week-in, week-out basis.
Yeah, and as I see it more and more, it's just like the NFL, where a good team will have played well last week and blown out its opponent, and they happen to be playing a team that got killed. And so everybody lines up and lays 12 on a game that maybe should be 9 because of what we saw last week. And it's very well the same in golf, and the market shapes itself like that. And I think obviously these guys are people, and just like anything else, like with gambling or anything, there are hot and cold cycles, and yeah, he's not 16 or 18 to 1 anymore, but the moves and the changes in the board seem to be far, far too great for, you know, 1 week. Would anybody be surprised, given the way the rough is? I don't know if anybody has seen Guido Migliozzi, Italian guy who's in the U.S. Open, put a little video on his Instagram the other day of the rough, and he dropped the ball into the rough from, you know, a couple feet above it. With a phone camera right there, you could not see the golf ball. He had to move the grass out of the way. So a lot of this U.S. Open, when you're missing fairways, which everyone's going to, the fairways are so narrow, it's going to be how lucky you get with the lies you get in some of these. I mean, you saw it at Wingfoot a couple of years ago. You need a, you know, you need a hacksaw to get the ball out of these positions. So a lot of it is just going to be luck in the lie in where these balls end up. So it's just from week to week, the adjustments are so big. And I just, can Rory win? Absolutely. Should he be the favorite? Nah, I'm not so sure.
What do you expect for a handle on the LIV golf tournaments?
Well, we haven't put it up yet. Honestly, with our experience dealing the European Tour for a year and a half, if it's not the PGA Tour and it's not on regular television, there just isn't a whole lot of interest. There might be some interest in the LIV, and I think as weeks go by, and I feel like more guys are going to commit and, you know, grab the bag to you know, set themselves up forever, and we'll see how it goes. I think right now, I was interested in watching it, but I couldn't put it, like, when I'm at work, because it's on YouTube, I can't put it on the TV directly above my head, and I've got too much going on at work to use a computer monitor to watch a seemingly gimmicky golf tournament. So yeah, I watched a couple shots and didn't really have a chance to watch much else. And until it's actually on television, I feel like it's just not going to get the interest that some of the other things have. Mm-hmm.
Makes a lot of sense. You can follow him on Twitter @_junkyard, Jeff Davis, Circus Sports. Thanks for the time. Enjoy the week.
Thanks, guys.
Yep. Be good. There you go. Also runs college baseball here. Monstrous upset yesterday, like you talked about, Tennessee going down to Notre Dame. The first hour of Follow the Money is presented exclusively by BetRivers, your hometown sportsbook. Get a 100% first deposit match bonus now with the code 250MATCH. Must be 21 plus. Offer is not valid in all areas. Check BetRivers.com for full offer details and rules. In the next hour, I will tell you about a Major League Baseball future bet that I made over the weekend at 100-1. And up next, they are clearly on a mission, folks. We know the 2022 World Series winner if history repeats itself. Up next here, Follow the Money, Visa, the Sports Betting Network.
BetRivers Sportsbook app has a huge number of live streaming events every day. BetRivers Sportsbook has great offers, including a $250 match bonus on your first deposit, and all bonuses are only one-time playthrough. Amazing offers and great customer service makes BetRivers your hometown sportsbook. Must be 21 or on sportsbook. Must be 21 or on sportsbook. Must be 21 or on sportsbook.
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's brand new season 2. I'm Marissa Thalberg.
And I'm Stephen Wolf Bedeta. And we're excited to be back having bigger, bolder, and always real conversations.
Straight from the C-suite front lines of marketing, media, and more.
We have great friends joining from people you may know, like Wilmer Valderrama and Bobby Burke.
And people you'll want to know. So grab a coffee or, hey, even an Aperol Spritz and come join us on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Listen to Brand New on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi there, I'm Bob Pittman, Chairman and CEO of iHeartMedia. Welcome to Math and Magic, stories from the frontiers of marketing. This week, I'm talking to the one and only Ryan Seacrest.
Love the connection to people. I think at the core, what I get excited about, what gets me up in the morning, is connecting with people in an unscripted, unvarnished way. It's getting to say something to them, hear back from them, know that I'm part of the routine. And I look forward to getting on the air. I look forward to it.
In these exciting times, we're looking to the math, the strategy and analytics, and the magic, the creative spark, more than ever. Listen to Math and Magic on our very own iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.